Hey, this is Terry, and you're listening to episode 284.
Welcome to TerryWilson3.com.
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to my podcast at TerryWilson3.com, and I'm talking to you as I'm unwrapping something at the same time, so I apologize for that. But hey, I hope you're having a great day again. I hope you're getting ready for a great weekend. We are here at TerryWilson3.com getting ready to do a marriage banquet and seminar this weekend. So that's got that in queue and going to attending it, not to speaking or doing anything at it. And I'm trying to get over either allergies or a head cold. I don't know what it is, but man, it's got me knocked out of, Reagan's sitting here looking at me real weird because he said, are you going to drink that while you're on recording your pot? Yes. I love, let me tell you why I like DayQuil and NyQuil products. I like any medicine that, the way you take it is they give you a shot glass with it. I just think, it just feels like you're doing something you shouldn't be, but you get away with it because it's medicine. Absolutely. Down the hatch. There it went. So hopefully that'll knock out whatever this thing is killing me. But hey, a couple great things going on for entrepreneurs. If you're paying attention, today's date is October 12th. And President Trump announced an executive order today to free up some, deregulate some health plans, so that if you don't have, now if you got a pre-existing condition, you're probably going to have to still do an ACA plan, and that's what it's there for, and so that's a good thing that's there. But if you're fairly healthy, or you don't want to have to pay for a lot of other coverage that you wouldn't find value in, this is going to help out a lot of my clients. It's going to help out our family. I mean, right now, we couldn't afford to get, we're not going to spend $2,800 a month on premiums for a $10,000 deductible, 70-30 coverage. It's just, that's not insurance at that point. I'm paying a penalty personally, and then just having a catastrophic thing that doesn't qualify. And then if I have a heart attack, stroke, cancer, I'm in an accident, some big thing like that, then it's covered, and it's a cash payout. That's the way we're managing our household, because I think $2,800 a month in health insurance is ridiculous, especially if you don't need some of the coverage and you've got all the gaps. I mean, a $10,000 deductible, that's not insurance. You're paying for catastrophic. You basically have catastrophic coverage at that point, but you get no benefits. And so with this thing, a lot of you guys out there that make too much to get any help, you don't get a subsidy, you don't get anything because you make too much. But what it costs you is just so crazy. Even if you could afford it, you wouldn't want to spend that kind of money because of the benefit you're getting back and you're having to pay a penalty. I think reading on CNBC and some of these other sites of what it's actually going in, it looks like some of these indemnity plans and fixed plans that I used to sell a lot when I was with Assurant Health is going to be once again legalized so that you can get that. And the way that works is just, you get fixed amount of coverage to go to the doctor's visit and all this. And then if something happens, you have a lower deductible and all this, and you have lower premiums. So it's a win-win, but that's contingent upon you, qualify for the plan, cause these are going to be plans. They're not, ACA compliant. So I think that might be the way moving forward. You're going to have two tracks here. You're going to have the ACA track and you're going to have the private track. And then I think, if you're just reading the tea leaves of where everything's heading, and that way, because you don't want people that have pre-existing conditions not to be able to get covered. Right. You don't want that. But at the same time, if people that don't have, a problem right now but need coverage, then they can get it and it still be affordable. So, you know, hopefully this thing's going to work out, because I know it's, you know, the whole ACA thing and the way that came about, it put me out of the insurance business quick a few years back. But all things work together for good and for those who are called according to His purpose. And we do believe we're performing His purpose here on earth. And one door closed and a better door open. I'm getting to do what I love, which is to coach, to help, to inspire, to motivate entrepreneurs and people that are not entrepreneurs to become entrepreneurs. And that brings me to a conversation I had just today on the telephone. And I wanted to play this because a lot of times people say, Terry, exactly if I came on as a sales rep and trainer in your call center, what would I be doing? And I can explain it 100 different ways, 100 different times, but there's nothing like just listening. And so I do this from time to time. I'm going to play for you a recording of a real estate agent who came through our call center and was initially inquiring about brokering freight. We have a freight brokering opportunity where you can work from home and be a freight broker. And that was the thing. I mean, we got hundreds of different opportunities, but that was the one that she was looking at. And the beautiful thing about our business, guys, is we get to help people. We get to help people who are unemployed. We get to help people who are underemployed. We get to help people who are entrepreneurs needing a tool to grow their business. Every time we're talking to people, we're giving them solutions to their problem. And their problem is, I'm at this level, either unemployment or underemployment or entrepreneur, but wanting to go to the next level. They're at some level and we're able, okay, here's a tool, here's a resource, here's something you can use today to help you. And whether they buy anything or not, that transaction there, that encouragement, that help is taking them, helping them, and our reps are getting paid. So that's the beautiful thing. So I'm going to play this conversation that we had. It's about 10, 15 minutes long. And you'll get to hear from start to finish, you know, me talking to someone said, hey, I was looking at this, but then I started seeing some other opportunities at your website and I wanted more information about this. And so we just had a good conversation, and she's already, you know, coming from real estate, she's already an entrepreneur and she's wanting to replace, you know, a low to a high, you know, right under 100 grand, I believe is what it was. If I'm misquoting that, I don't mean to, but it was somewhere I recollect being around 100 grand, needing something to be able to do from home within that range, but doesn't want to get back into where you're chasing people. Because that's the thing about insurance, real estate, any entrepreneurial business that you could get in, doesn't matter. If you don't have a system, if you don't have a means, a mechanism, a way of getting in front of people, it's tough. And so this is looking at some of our tools. It really piqued her interest because she's like, oh my God, I could actually stay in real estate if I wanted to, and it would be a lot easier. Or I could do this, and it would already be a way to monetize, you know, my work from home efforts and stuff. So this was a very, very cool conversation, and I want to play it for you right now.
I have always been an entrepreneur, a business owner. Right now, okay. I've done real estate, taxes, and now I'm studying for my insurance thing. And I'm doing new home sales. I'm looking to go back into entrepreneur. I did the new home sales for 2 years so I can purchase my home. My home closed on March of this year, 28, 29. Okay. So now I'm looking to go back into owning my own business and working from home. But I want to make sure that I'm not chasing the dollar like I was in real estate. You know,
right.
I was
right.
always trying to get the leads, trying to get the people. So I don't want to do that anymore. And I need to make sure that I can cover my in-house expenses. Okay. I originally thought about the freight broker because I had a friend that did the trucking and I watched his and mapped out his trips on his first 2 years. And I was like, you know, I think I can do that part time and help that out and things like that. But I know it says 30 to 45 days in the training, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I can do that. And then it's a $98 investment. Not too bad about that. And I can do all of that. I still like that. But then as I kept getting your emails, I saw that you had a sales rep and a sales rep trainer, which we would be selling your packages. And I was only I started getting, I think I'm in your third video now that starts telling, that's after how you get paid and starts telling you about it, the packages.
Right.
So I was looking at which one would I fit into with my background. I have trained and I have done motivational things and stuff like that to help people. And I think with my sales background and knowing, you know, what it takes to do lead generation, about having the motivation and different things like that, then maybe I would be better in the sales rep and training. So I wanted to now, I'm like, hey, I do want to do this. I want to be able to work from home. What's my best avenue and the best, the right one that's going to fit for both me and you?
Okay. Great. That gives me a lot of stuff to work with, so that I understand the context of which you're coming to us, so I can better understand what you want and probably what would be a better fit. So there's pros and cons to everything. It's a trade-off. Okay.
Right.
You know, there's a pro to going into an hourly job, and there's a trade-off, and there's a con to it. You know, the pro to going to an hourly job is you're guaranteed an income. The downside is they own you, right? So
correct.
Everything in business and in life, as you know, is a trade-off. So what I want to do is give you the pros and cons to either and then let you decide, because it's really, that's a decision you have to make.
Okay.
The pro to the brokering job, freight brokering job, is it doesn't cost a lot to get in, to get trained and credentialed and everything. I mean, $98, we're selling a training package for $98, where a lot of other people are selling it for $500 up to $2,500 for the same credentialing. Okay. So that's good. It's also good in the fact that it's a huge, huge industry. Okay. And there's multiple ways to go to make money with it. So that's great. The downside to it is you are, like, if you were becoming an insurance agent or a real estate agent or anything else, you're chasing sales, because you do have to chase, you have to match up freight carriers with drivers. You know, you're the middleman. You're connecting the drivers and the people available with the people that have loads. Okay, so you're sort of that middle person. And sometimes with that moving parts, you're chasing both ends, and it gets a little frustrating. As you hone your craft and learn your skill, it's not that difficult, but it does take some time to hone that in. Okay, not sure. Anything that a person with your background couldn't do, though, because you're used to hustling, as you said. But you do have that to sort of ramp up. And, you know, quite frankly, you need to be able to invest full time into this for the next 90 days before you expect anything in return, okay, because it takes that long. Okay, this is not start today, start making money next week type. It just doesn't happen that way, okay?
Okay.
Some people get started quicker than others, but most of the time we see 60, 90 day before people start seeing a return on their investment, because it takes a while to build your infrastructure, build your connections, do all those things, and keep that activity up. For a lot of people, that sometimes can be a little discouraging, because here you are working and not getting paid, and you're doing it for up to as long as 90 days has been the average, has been the longest at someone. But I always like to paint the worst case scenario, right? So that's the pros and the cons to that one. Pros and cons to being a sales rep and trainer. Big pro, it's the highest paying opportunity we have. I've got people that are high $500,000-$600,000 a year income earners, okay, doing it. So that's a big pro. You don't have to chase people. They chase you, okay? They're coming to you. You don't ever cold call. You're not having to chase people, okay? So that's a big pro. There's a residual element to a lot of it. That's a pro. Here's the rub and the downside. There is an infrastructure and system and software that have to be purchased and in place for you to be able to do it. Okay? That's an investment. So there's an upfront out of cost. Either you pay for it yourself or you get it financed, but there's an obligation to buy a system to be able to do all that. Okay? There's also, because it is software, there's a learning curve, not a huge one. You don't have to be this super technical person. You don't have to be a computer guru or expert, but you have to be proficient. You have to, when I say copy and paste this, you need to know how to highlight something and right click on your mouse and copy it and then paste it over. Some basic computer skills. So you've got to know some basic word skills to build certain things in sales funnels. And you have to be, you know, a little self-motivated, but I don't bring that up to you because you've already got that. You'd have to do that with all of our opportunities that are entrepreneurial. So, you know,
and I'm mastery level in Microsoft Office, so I got that part down too.
So then, yeah, then the technical issues are not going, there's non, but, you know, it's a non sequitur at that point. So, you know, if I was just looking from the outside in saying what would be a better fit for you, I would say probably the sales rep and trainer, because it would allow you to leverage a lot of different opportunities all under one business rather than...
After seeing that today, that's what I was leaning towards too.
Well, I didn't if know you see what I'm doing, mm-hmm. If you see what I'm doing, where I'm offering people various ways to earn money from home, whether it be hourly and salary, whether it be brokering, whether it be battery reconditioning, whether it be crafts and assembling stuff, I get paid to do all that whether they buy anything or not. And see, that's what our sales rep and trainers, you get the same system that I have. You're duplicating what I do. And the faster you can get up doing it and doing it well, the faster you're going to find success. Usually in this mode, it takes you a couple of weeks for you to see your first sale, but your first sale is going to be a minimum of $400 and could be as much as $1,200. You know, that's typically, you know, I have guys that come in this track because they are very proficient with several things. Matter of fact, came on with me last week and has already sold about $6,000. I mean, he's already made six grand. So, it's there, you know, but I usually try to, here again, paint the worst case scenario, give yourself a couple of weeks. But, you know, if you're self-motivated and you want something that will allow you to really scale your business and your income, then the sales rep and trainer is the way to go. You're not pigeonholed into one industry like you would be with the freight brokering. However, there's an investment or an obligation to pay for an investment moving forward.
What is that investment?
We have three levels of ways to credential with us, okay? We have a sales rep and trainer basic level, which is $497. We have the plus level. Plus means that you get the referral marketing partners credentials and contracting so that you can refer people to hourly and salary opportunities to go into work. You can refer them to work from home opportunities for as little as $9. You can refer them over to Uber. You can refer them to all these different companies. A lot of times they don't even pay anything, and you get paid for that referral. That's our plus membership. If you want to be able to do that kind of work, it's $997. And then if you want to build your own agency, have your own platform, have your own podcast later on or now, whenever you want to do it, develop your own webinars, have it branded as you. You're the rock star. It's your agency. You get a residual off of everyone you bring on. Every member that comes on in your agency, you get half of the admin fee, which would be $50 a month, because there's a $97 a month admin fee for all of our memberships. You would get that. And you would get an overwrite, sort of like being a broker, if you will, in insurance or real estate. It's your agency, so every time they refer people under you are referring people out to these hourly and salary opportunities and other opportunities, and they get paid a commission to do that. You get a percentage of their commission. Okay, that's an overwrite. That's our elite membership, and it's $2,500. So you got a $500, $1,000, and $2,500 membership level, just depending on, you know, what you want to do and how far you want to go with this.
Okay, here's a question. Can you start at the basic and build up to the 25? Or will, like, if I start and say I'm going to do the 497, and then I build up and I say, okay, now can I jump to the 997 and I pay the 997, or is there a credit for what I've already bought in the basic?
Yeah, you have equity. So if you started at 497 and upgrade 997, you just pay the $500 difference.
Okay, and the same going to the plus, I guess, the 2500?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Correct.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, because I can't, like I said, what I'm trying to do is get back into working at home and for myself. So I have a high motivation, but I'm also in this low time with the real estate where we're not selling as much. It's about to be, so the commissions aren't coming in. So I have to make sure I take care of home bills first. But sure. I probably still can make a way to do this investment to get started and then move to the next level in the next level. And sure. That's what I think would be a pretty good idea. Absolutely. And that way, in doing the basic one, I would be able to learn as I grow.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
Okay. So listening to the videos, and I really, really appreciate you calling me because then I get my questions answered and things like that. Listening, there's one video that I had left off on, which I think was your third one. That's what I was going into, and it's about 20 minutes long. So once I get to the end of that and I say, okay, I have my investment, I'm ready to go on, what's my next step?
Is it going to
tell me that in the video?
Well, yeah, it'll give you the link, but it's just go to terrywilson3.com/enroll, terrywilson3.com/enroll, and pick the membership level, $497, $997, or $2497, and you pay for it right there. Now, if you want to finance it, we have third parties that will underwrite, cashmutualstore.com, myzippyloan.com. You fill out an application with them. They approve you. They deposit the money in your account within 24 hours, and you go back on to terrywilson3.com/enroll and pay with your debit card and then pay them back over a 48-month period. You can do that if you want.
Okay. That might be something, too. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to finish up your videos. I'm going to see where I can either pull this $497 or if they will finance me. And then, you know what, at the same time, even if I have to finance the $497 right now and then pay that back before and keep moving on, I will be able to do that too. That way I don't take it out of my household and I can still get started. Yeah. My last question is, can I start this out part-time or do you need to be full-time?
No, you can do this at, this is your business naturally, so you can work it however you want. I recommend you putting in at least an hour a day, if at all possible, to give yourself the best fighting chance for a quick return on your investment in time. Because, you know, we have a 13-step program in your back office. And if you come on at the plus level, let me just throw this out there so you know everything. At the plus level, one of the things that you get that you don't get at the rep level is you get 4 one-on-one coaching sessions with us as well, okay? If you come on at that level and you enroll into our 90-day money-made guarantee, we set you on a track. Now, we sort of call it a business diet. We sort of fuss at you if you do anything else other than what we show you to do. But if you'll do the activity we show you to do the way we show you, we guarantee results, or we suspend all your monthly admin fees until you start making money. That's a great program because it's pretty much, and I haven't had to pay out on it yet. Because if people will do exactly what we show them, how we show them, and all that, they're going. It's just a numbers game. You could be the worst salesperson in the world and still have results.
Okay, I get that. I like that.
Yeah, because the bottom line is I tell people this is not a genie in a bottle. This is not a get-rich-quick. This is a tool. What we're selling you are marketing tools because that's the product. The product is a lead generation marketing tool that we sell to either people that are wanting to be an entrepreneur like yourself starting their home-based business, or maybe they got a business like insurance, real estate, direct sales, and they need a lead generation tool. Well, that's why they buy our product, our platform, and that way they don't have to cold call. Okay,
right.
So that's what you're selling, and if you will use it just like a hammer, it works. But if it sits on the shelf, it don't work. So you have to use it, and if you use it correctly, you can be immensely successful with it. So why we do that at the plus levels? Because we've got the extra margin there to spend time with you, coach you, and sort of come alongside you and say, is she doing it the way we're showing her, and sort of, you know, sort of putting you on a business diet, if you will. You got to do it this way.
Right. I think we can do that. I really do. Because I'm thinking, and I'm going to finish out this month here with my closing, and then I will be able to kind of sit and dedicate a little bit more time to it and see how it goes. So we'll see if they'll finance the $2,500 or, you know, or if I can come up with it, that'd be even better.
Yeah, well, what? No hurries, no worries on our end, no pressure. Just wanted to sort of lay it out there as to what the opportunities are and what the differences are so that you can make an educated decision.
Great. Well, I truly appreciate your time. I took a lot of notes, and I'm pretty sure you will be seeing my name come across there.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, she hasn't onboarded with us yet. I mean, like, literally, that just happened today. But, you know, she's going to get her financing together, and I have no doubt that, you know, she'll be onboarding with us here shortly. And so that's what my reps do all day long. They have people call them, RA interested, RA been exposed to, you know, the products, goods, and services and the features that we offer. And then if they're ready to pull the trigger, they just help them onboard with them, help them get it financed. They get paid to originate the loan for them. They get paid to resell the system and stick around and help them onboard and learn the system. They get paid $400 to $1,200, even sometimes up to $18,000 working from home on their schedule when they want, how they want, whenever they want. So I'm telling you guys, if you've ever looked for a home-based business, we've got... And here's the thing. I'll tell you something else I love. And this sounds ugly, and you know what I'm about to say. I know. But it's true. It's absolutely true. And I don't mean nothing ugly by it. But not everyone is designed the same way. They think the same way, solve problems the same way, have the same capacity to do things. So the problem with every business I've ever been in where I got involved, it doesn't matter. It was always I had this product and I tried to sell this product to everyone I came in contact with. We have such a diverse business that I can match up the person I'm talking to with the best resource for them, never feeling pressured to sell something and get paid for it. Because let's face it, folks, not everyone you talk to is going to be and make it as an entrepreneur. They're not self-motivated. They feel like the world owes them something. They're waiting on their ship to come in. You know, they're of this employee mindset that I tried really hard so I should get paid. Well, it's not about effort. It's about execution. I promise you, most people work harder than I do. And like Ron White, I got a poor work ethic. Stop it. But it's true. It's not about how hard you work. It's about how well you execute on the tasks that pay. And not everyone's there. And so you, as someone who sense and see and understand what it is to be free and have your own time, your own control over your money, your business, and your life, then you find value and opportunity and you look for other people that share that same sense of value. Have your values. And then for those who don't, you don't mock them, you don't make fun of them, you don't disparage them, you don't dismiss them, you don't do any of that. You say, okay, and we have a process and say, okay, it looks like this would be a better fit for you. You refer them to some other things. They get immense value because they go from making 10 bucks an hour to 12 bucks an hour or 15 bucks an hour, or whatever the case may be. You've helped them. You've got them from either underemployed to better employed or unemployed to at least some employment, or you've given them a tool. You've given them a resource. You've given them something. If we're talking about the opportunity space, I always use that because people recognize it. And then you get paid for that engagement and you move on to the next thing. That's what's so beautiful about this. You can help everyone you talk to and get paid. What a great business. What a great way of living. And once you have all of these things set up in place, then your income is set on autopilot. Because the more you can learn some of these marketing tools that we offer you at TW3, the more you're going to be able to automate your entire sales and closing process, no matter what industry. I've used this in insurance. I'm using it in real estate now. I use it in direct sales. I use it in, I probably got about 8 different companies that I'm truly working in, and they all funnel from this one platform. You can go to the next level, folks.
Hey, remember, if you want to go to the next level, you have to grow to the next level. And that's why I want to give you a free copy of my new book, You Are Worth More. Go to TerryWilson3.com/worthmore now.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
Man, it's a great system here. This is good stuff here. I wish I found this company 10 years ago.